Four proven ways to present the recruiting opportunity. Legendary Major League Baseball star Joe DiMaggio was once asked why he played so hard every game. He explained that somewhere in the stands were people who were seeing him play for the first and perhaps only time. Therefore, he was determined to give the fans their money's worth. The same philosophy should hold true for recruiters when it comes to recommending solutions for applicants during the apply step. Why? Well, think about it for a second. Each applicant is likely seeing your presentation for the first and maybe the only time, so make it a great presentation, one that will receive a favorable response and gain a commitment to join the Air National Guard. In this session, we'll discuss four proven ways to present the recruiting opportunity so that you'll increase your chances of getting your applicants to say yes to joining the Air National Guard. Tip number one, avoid making the commitment an issue. Whom do you think worries more about the cost of an Air National Guard commitment, the recruiter or the applicant? If you said the applicant, you were mistaken. Interestingly, research indicates the typical recruiter is more concerned about the cost of the commitment than the typical applicant. Note that when we say cost, we're not just talking the number of years a person will serve. We're also talking about the sacrifices an applicant makes to become a member of the Air National Guard. For example, there's time away from home and family, the loss of some personal freedoms, the possibility of activation and deployment, civilian job conflicts, and yes, there's the possibility the person could be injured or even killed. The list of sacrifices is very long. However, if the applicant isn't going to dwell on the cost, neither should you. New and inexperienced recruiters often get nervous and fearful when it comes time to present the commitment. Why? Well, maybe it's because they are in awe of the commitment themselves, or they don't believe they've built enough trust and value with the applicant to justify the cost of joining. As a result, they may make statements like, "It's only 6 years," or "The time will pass quickly," or "If you do have to deploy, I've heard it isn't all that bad." Unfortunately, those kinds of statements remind your applicant what it costs to be a member of the Air National Guard. Even if the applicant wasn't overly concerned about the commitment length or the possibility of a deployment at the beginning of your presentation, he or she will think more about it every time you mention it. Instead, smart recruiters handle questions about the commitment as if it were a minor consideration. In a very matter-of-fact way, they simply say, "Your commitment is 6 years. Our unit members serve 1 weekend a month and 2 weeks a year." Some recruiters go even further in reducing the cost of the commitment by calling the commitment an investment. After all, when you invest money, don't you do it with the idea that you'll get more back than the amount you put into the investment? It's the same principle with joining the Air National Guard. For your investment of time and energy, you get a wealth of benefits in return. Of course, when the applicant makes the commitment a major issue, top recruiters deal with their questions effectively by going over again all the benefits the applicant will receive and reminding them of why they were interested in joining the Air National Guard in the first place. These next three tips will show you how top recruiters minimize the commitment and perceived emotional costs associated with joining the Air National Guard. Tip number two, focus on the benefits, not the features or the commitment. Do you recall the difference between a feature and a benefit? A feature is an attribute of the Air National Guard recruiting opportunity, some quality that makes it attractive. On the other hand, a benefit is the advantage a particular feature provides. For example, the retirement program is a feature of the Air National Guard lifestyle. The benefit is a monthly stipend paid directly to a retired guardsman starting at age 60. The best way to answer your applicant's most important question is to focus all your attention on the benefits the applicant will receive from the recruiting opportunity. This whole discussion may sound rather basic, but the difference is enormous. Think about this statement carefully. A smart recruiter never assumes the applicants will recognize the value of the retirement program on their own. Instead, the smart recruiter explains exactly how the retirement stipends are figured, and really smart recruiters will hand the applicants a calculator and let them crunch the numbers themselves. Never assume the applicant understands the benefit a feature offers. Always point it out. What's more, sell every benefit the applicant is interested in as though it were the greatest thing since sliced bread. The more benefits you apply to the applicant's needs or wants, the more the applicant will see what he or she received by joining the Air National Guard. Tip number three, focus on value, and then work to deliver it. Showing your applicant the benefits of ownership is the way to create value. In fact, it's the only way to create value. The more value you create by showing your applicant how features of the Air National Guard provide the benefits they want and need, the more desirable the recruiting opportunity becomes to the applicant, and the less important the commitment or cost of joining becomes. It's critical for you as the recruiter to paint a positive picture of the Air National Guard lifestyle in such a way that the last thing an applicant wants to do is pass on the opportunity to become part of the organization. Tip number 4. Relate every benefit to value. One way you can focus attention on value is to relate it to every benefit the applicant is interested in receiving. You see, what gives something its value is its desirability to the person who values it. So your task is to translate every benefit of every feature into something the applicant desires. Create enough desirability for the benefits of joining the Air National Guard, and you have yourself a commitment from the applicant. Here's an example. Let's pretend an applicant is interested in receiving educational assistance dollars to earn a college degree. As you discuss the educational assistance programs, relate the money to the applicant going to school, earning a degree, and getting a great job after college. Many recruiters make a big deal of the difference between tangible value and intangible value. A tangible value is one you can hear, touch, taste, or smell. An intangible value has more to do with emotions, logic, or some unseen factor. More than likely, you've experienced that many people first join the Air National Guard to receive the tangible benefits: extra money, training, education. However, you may have also discovered they tend to stay for the non-tangible benefits like camaraderie, patriotism, or satisfaction. There you have them. 4 tips you need to learn and apply to make your best possible presentation. Let's review them one more time. Avoid making the commitment an issue. Don't be odd. Focus on the benefits, not the features or commitment. Understand the benefit each feature provides. Focus on value and work to deliver it by getting your applicants to take ownership of the recruiting opportunity. And finally, relate every benefit to value or desirability on the part of the applicant.